Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life, and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, a path to explore, reflections for life, and so much more.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lessons and Reflections. This program is to talk about the various verses of the Holy Quran and to learn lessons and then to reflect upon them. Today we have selected a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran and we'll talk about Surah Al-Baqarah's verse number 183. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, inshallah. It's a good idea to ask your family members to watch this program from start till end. With all good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respecting us today, the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah 183 we have selected. Let's listen its recitation and then its translation, and inshallah we'll find out what ulama of tafsir has talked about it. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus-siyam kama كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O you who believe, fasting was made incumbent upon you as it was made incumbent upon those who preceded you, that you may become pious. Respected viewers, this verse states the obligation of fasting in Islam. In Islamic law, fasting is to refrain from eating, drinking, and physical intimacy from dawn, when Fajr begins, until sunset, with the actual intention of fasting. This is the Shari'i Islamic definition of fasting. Fasting is a form of worship. It's not new. It is very, very, very ancient form of worship. It dates back to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Right from Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. All the Sharia's, they had fasting fard, obligatory. Although previous ummas, they had different days and different rulings regarding fasting. The fasting from Ramadan became fard on 10th of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam after 2nd Hijri. One of the main purposes of fasting, which has been mentioned by the Holy Quran, is the husool of taqwa, to attain piety, to become pious. This is the foremost purpose which has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in fasting, what do? We scold our nafs. We become hard on our nafs. And we suppress our wishes, our desires. We try and kill our wishes, isn't it? Food is available, drinks are available, and those who are married, they can perform physical intimacy during that time of Roza, but they don't. So in other words, during the fasting hours, we are asked not to perform even certain halal acts, which are permissible, other than the fasting hours. But we are asked not to perform. In fact, Islam wants us to exercise in a sense, to practice in other words, so that we can strengthen our iman and we can strengthen ourselves to control our nafs, to control our desires and wishes, even other than Ramadan. Throughout Ramadan, we get this practice done that we have to refrain from certain halal acts. Why? Because it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we have to refrain from haram in Ramadan as well as other than Ramadan. If we can refrain from certain halal acts upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why can we not refrain from the haram acts? Because that is also the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the sense of responsibility. This is an ideology. This is what Islam wants us to practice throughout the Ramadan. It helps us to refrain from haram acts throughout the year. So alhamdulillah, that's how fasting this Ramadan helps us to remain away from sins. The normal meaning of taqwa in Sharia is that a person, he saves his nafs. He saves himself from all small or big sins, which could lead us towards the adab, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to refrain from all major and minor sins that could cause to attract the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, respect viewers, when we remain hungry, so our nafs and the desires of our nafs are suppressed. But that does not help us a lot. Definitely, it helps us a bit to suppress our desires. But in fact, if you would like to gain total benefit of fasting, the actual benefits of fasting, then there is so much to think and reflect about. And this is what, inshallah, we'll be discussing today. You have to make sure whatever the apparent etiquettes as well as the hidden etiquettes of Roza, they are accounted. They are considered. They are taken in account. And it's also mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ has been reported to have said, there are many who fast are those they get nothing but thirst and hunger from their fasting. One of its meaning is that a person who fasts, he refrains eating halal, but he does not stop eating the flesh of people by backbiting, which is haram and major sin. It also means that a person who stops eating halal, stops drinking halal, and refrains from physical intimacy upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are married, but does not stop from watching haram, listening to haram, talking haram, and earning haram. That would mean the secrets of fasting, they are not being taken into consideration. What does it mean by watching haram? Watching films, watching dramas, going out in the marketplace, bazaar, looking at na-mahram with lustful desires. Astaghfirullah. Talking haram means slandering, tale-telling, backbiting, hurting others' feelings, abusing others, verbal abuse. What does it mean by haram? Listening. Listening to music, backbiting. Someone comes to you, talks ill about other person, listening to him attentively. Isn't it haram? Without any valid excuse, doing haram, hurting others, taunting, hitting. And what does it mean by haram earning? Snatching someone's right, doing fraud, so on and so forth, my dear Islamic brothers. Do you think we are fasting, we are refraining from eating halal? But what about these haram acts? If we keep on doing during fasting, are we considerate? Are we doing right? Ask it from your own self. This heart is the biggest mufti. It will tell you that this is not right. So such people, they get nothing but hunger and thirst. Other than that, they get nothing. Although the fard, the obligation will be lifted upon them. But the actual benefit, the actual secrets, the wisdom behind the fasting will not be achieved. My deen, those they have mentioned, the batini adab, etiquettes, the hidden etiquettes of fasting. Crux of that discussion is that one should fast of all body parts, meaning one should protect all his body parts from haram, from sins. The first etiquette ulama had mentioned is one should keep his or her gazes lowered. One should protect his eyes from all condemned haram and makruh watching or seeing. And one should stop thinking of all those things which can take him away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second adab which is mentioned, that one should refrain from all sorts of useless talks, from backbiting, lying, tale-telling, ill-talking, or any talk which involves fighting. The third adab, etiquette of fasting, which ulama have mentioned, he should protect his ears from all those things which are haram and disliked, and should refrain. Fourth etiquette, one should protect his hands, his feet, and all the body parts from committing sins. One shouldn't walk towards haram. One shouldn't stretch his hands towards haram. Fifth etiquette, which is mentioned, one should do iftar with halal rizq, halal earning. One should feed his family halal food and consume halal food. Do iftar with halal rizq, halal earning. It doesn't mean just the food should be halal, but the earning is haram. It's not the meaning. The source of earning should also be halal, and then you buy the food that should also be halal. A person who does iftar with haram or something dubious is like that person who builds a beautiful palace or house. After its completion, he demolishes it straight away. Do you think that person is wise? Not at all. So you fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You earned all sorts of reward. But when you're doing iftar with haram risk, it's just like that person. And when you eat after iftar, you should not eat that much so that it becomes hard for you. You feel burdensome to even offer Salatul Taraweeh, Salatul Isha. When you eat too much, then it becomes hard for you to do that. Ibadah, isn't it? There is no other utensil worse than the full stomach before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when it comes to Ramadan, we've got so many different kinds of foods in front of us, and we want to eat as much as possible. When the time of iftar comes, we forget everything. We just focus on eating, and we eat too much. That is not desired. How will we be able to attain taqwa when we are fulfilling the desires of our nafs, even if it is at the time of iftar? As there are so many benefits of remaining hungry, eating less than a full stomach, eating less, sleeping less, talking less. These are the awsaf and qualities of the pious ones, qualities of those they've got taqwa, those they've got piety. These are their awsaf and attributes. Fair enough, you can eat. It is mubah to eat full stomach. But in Ramadan, you should not eat so much so that it becomes hard for you to even do ibadah. Sixth adab, etiquette which is mentioned, is to remain in between fear and hope. You should have this understanding that I don't know whether this ibadah has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. You should have this hope, yes, it is accepted. But again, you should have that fear, not sure whether I did with ikhlas, with sincerity. So between the hope and fear, one should remain. And this feeling should not only be after fulfilling the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting, but each and every ibadah you do, you should have the same feeling. You should be in the middle of hope and fear. And it's also very important in a person, when he does fast and he makes intention of fasting, at that very moment, he should also make intention that inshallah, I will fast and I will fulfill all the apparent and hidden etiquettes of fasting. I'll protect my eyes from haram. I'll protect my ears from haram. I'll protect my tongue from haram. I'll protect my mind thinking about haram. I'll protect all parts of my body from committing haram and disliked acts. This should be the niyyah. And through this, I will attain piety. The basic purpose, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why fasting is fard. I give you one example, respect to yours, where there are so many other hidden benefits of fasting. One is that we also get this mindset, this mentality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. When we have got this understanding, alhamdulillah, we'll be protected from sins. At home, there's no one, even a child who knows what does fast mean, maybe 10 years old or 12 years old, 15 years old, they know there is a food available, fridge and freezers are full, everything is there at home, and at times nobody's watching me, my parents are not around, I can open the fridge, I can eat and I can drink whatever I want. But he doesn't do. Why doesn't he do? Why don't we do when we are alone? The reason is that we have got this understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, no matter if someone else is or not. So we protect ourselves. We refrain from even eating what is halal without any fear. Nobody is watching us, but we don't. Why? Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is watching us. And this is the practice we need to develop. This is the mindset we need to develop, that when we are alone, when nobody is watching us, we should also refrain from haram, because then also Allah is watching us. This is how a person will attain taqwa. This is how a person throughout Ramadan, when he gets this practice, alhamdulillah, that helps him rest of the Ramadan, 11 months other than Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we fast with all its apparent and hidden etiquettes. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we attain piety in this Ramadan. While fasting, we can take the basic benefit, the purpose of fasting, which is the husul of taqwa, which is to attain piety. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more. Lessons from Qur'an, about to explore, reflections from life and so much more.